In Parshas Tazria, there is a medrash that says that when the Jews heard about the Parshas Negoyim, they became afraid. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't be afraid, because you could eat and drink and be happy. Lechol l'smayach, l'shteis l'smayach, to eat and drink and rejoice. And the Mefarshim asks on this, what does this mean? You know, that don't worry about the Negoyim, just eat and drink and be happy. What's pshat? What does this mean? And there's many different explanations to this. In the Sefer Melchemes Yehuda, which is written by the Mordechai Yehuda Lubart, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he was one of the Talmidim of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin and a Gera Chassid, Erlich Yid Bik Tzadik Sefer. He wrote Devei Torah, and he talked about a lot of Ramazim over here. Negoyim represents Hester Panim, represents Tzaris. And Moshe Rabbeinu revealed to Klal Yisrael here, yes, there may be Negoyim, but don't be afraid. Atem lechol l'shtois l'smayach. You could be eat and drink and be happy, meaning that it'll elevate you. The Tzaris, the Hester Panim, will ultimately elevate you to a point where you could rejoice, even in the physical world. As Rashi in Parshas Nitzavim says, that the Klalos and the Yisurim keep us and makes us stand strong as a nation. We learn from it, we grow from it, and it's a kapara, and it turns into a bracha. As opposed to most of the nations of the world, when they get hit hard, they fall into despair. We don't fall into despair, despite Hester Panim. So it teaches us not to be afraid, to eat, to drink, and be happy, of course, with betochen in Hashem, with simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To also understand this medrash, what Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry about Negoyim, instead eat and drink and be happy. The panemius of it is to tell us that even the physical acts that are necessary for the body, like eating, drinking, the rejoicing in general, has a connection to a spiritual source. We use that physical simcha in order to bring a ruchniyistika simcha. Yes, we're lechoil, we're lishtois and lismayach, but we have that is connected to the neshama. For example, Suda Shabbos, Sudas Yontav Aviyid, there's achila, there's shistia, and through that we elevate the Simcha Shabbos and Simchas Yontav with a sipak nefesh, with the ruach of the neshama yisera, and it's deeply connected with that achila. Masha Enkein, if you just use the achila to fill your stomachs, then the oineg becomes a nega, and you fall down. The Svarim HaKodesh, Zoya brings it down, and the Svarim bring it down, that the oisius nega of leprosy, nega tzaras, nun gimel ayin, and oineg, which means pleasure, it's equal. Meaning that this that is an oineg for Klal Yisrael turns into a nega for the Umas HaOlam. Because the Umas HaOlam say, you know, Psikta Rav Kahana brings down that for the nations, if the more they have Yamim Tovim, the more destructive they become. We see that actually New Year's and other types of holidays like that, that the more that they have that, the more they eat, drink, get drunk, and very often have violence in their rejoicing. But Klal Yisrael, you give them Yamim Tovim and they eat and they drink and they rejoice and they come to the Beis HaKnesses and they come to the Beis HaMedrash and the Marba B'Tfilos and the Marba B'Musafim and the Marba B'Karbanos, and that's the Kavana of this Medrash. The Negoyim are Negoyim Taka. But for the Umas HaOlam, they have to be afraid because their physicality brings them to bad things. Their oineg becomes a nega. But you are the opposite. You eat, you drink, you rejoice. And even while you're doing that, it becomes an oineg, a oineg ruchni, a special oineg ruchni. The truth be told, that's one of the big melitis yosher that we have on Rosh Hashanah, that we could really be Melitz Yosher and Klal Yisrael. And you say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, look how we treat the new year versus the way the Umas HaOlam treat their New Year. You see in this culture, New Year, what they do, you know, with the drunkenness and the Gilei Arayos, and often Shvichas Damim is mixed in with it as well, and so on and so forth, in many circles there. While we are in the Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrashos, yes, we have our Suda, Rosh Hashanah, with the Simanim and the Ichlu, Ichlu Mashmanim, Shesem Mamtakim, Ki Chedvas Hashem Himo Uzichem. That's the Ikka Simcha. So that's one main lesson in this week's Parsha. Then it says that the Kohen sees the Nega. The Kohen sees the Nega, and with his verdict of him saying Tahar or Tameh, it becomes Tahar or Tameh. And L'chaira, right, if it's a physical ailment, you go to a doctor. Right? If they have leprosy, whatever the leprosy is, they go to a raife, a doctor, to heal that leprosy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us, besides the fact that we know that this tzaras was not a natural leprosy, it was a special nes min hashamayim. But we need to remember that the Torah's derech is to keep us straight, to teach us Torah lashon hayra, to teach us what to do in life, to show us the proper way for a good life, sai ba'olam hazeh and sai ba'olam haba. As the Rambam brings down at the end of Hilchas Temura, that roiv dinei taira, most of the dinim of the taira, einam ela eitzais me rochik me goidel ha'eitza, l'saken ha'deyos u'liyasher kol ha'masim, that roiv of the laws of the taira are eitzais, are advice from the Great One who gives advice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for what? L'saken ha'deyos, to correct your thoughts, or the yasher kol ha'maisim, and to straighten out all your deeds. And the Kohanim teach Klal Yisrael these halachas. Yoyru mishpatecha liyakoy v'seiras chali Yisrael. Al p'em yeh kol rifuchol nega, and so on and so forth. The Torah gave over the riya asan egoyim to the Kohanim, which represent the Marei Torah, to teach us that the proper hanhaga through the Darkei Torah gives life to a person, not just physical life, but not just spiritual life, which is understood, but even physical life, even physical health. Torah is great. It gives chayim l'oseh, sai ba'olam hazeh, sai ba'olam haba, as the Pirkei Avos says in Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Like it says, ki chayim heim l'matzayim l'chol b'sari marpe. It heals all the flesh. So that's how we understand this medrash. Klal Yisrael heard about Negoyim, they were afraid. And Moshe said, don't be afraid. You could eat, you could drink. What does that have to do with anything? But Lamaisa, we know. Gemara Pesachim Samaches says, Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees, Batzeres, Shavuos, Debina Nami Lochem. You need the Lochem also, meaning that you should have Anah as well. Why? It's a Yom Shenit Matayra. So Rashi says, interesting, in Psachim Daf Samaches Amabez, the Be'ina Nami Lochem, you also need Lochem in Atzeres on Shavuos, She Yismach Boy, that you should rejoice in it, B'machol, by eating, or Mishnah and drinking, Laharis, to show us, She Noyach U'mekubal Yom Zeh Yisrael, it's very pleasing and pleasant, and accepted this day in Klal Yisrael, Shenit Netayra Boy. So you see a tremendous rayon here. Right? Torah is kulei ruchnius, ki heim chayenu v'arichemenu. But the Torah gives chayim and oisher even in olam hazeh, in the physicality. And that's why dafka on the day of Matan Torah, and we learn all night Shavuos, and we make it a tremendously ruchnius dikka, aliyah dikka, yontiv. But nevertheless, we express that simcha with Michael and Mishta dafka, atzeres mi'ina lochem also. With Pulis Gashmias that are connected with Olam Hazeh, to show that Kabbalah Satayra is pleasant not just to the soul, but to the guf of a Yisrael. And that's what the Medrash means. Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you could be Atem Lechoil, Velishtois, Velismoyach, connecting to Negoyim. Why Negoyim? Because Negoyim shows the Hevdel between the Yisrael La'amim, even in the way, in the physical guf. Because the Goyim go to the doctors, and we see the Goyim, we run to the Kohanim to teach us what we did wrong. to realize that it's from Lashon Hara and to stay away from it. The Torah is showing us the Darakei Yosher, the Erches Chaim, to bring us to a healthy matziv. And we should be happy always. Negoyim should make a pass. We shouldn't be afraid of Negoyim. We should be happy. We know that it was, the Chafetz Chaim talks about it in Hilchis, in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, that it was a big schus in a way. It was a simcha. Yes, it was scary. And yes, there was a mitzvah kicked out 7 days, Badadiyah, Meshavah, and so on and so forth. But it shows that Yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael, it was a direct connection to us. And when we lost that, this is what the Chafetz Chaim says. It says that unless you do tshuva, of course, tshuva heals everything. You could do tshuva on anything. But in those days, when someone said Lashon Hara, and those other averis that the Chazal say that Negoyim are caused by it, it became expressed in Negoyim. First on the houses, and then on if they didn't do tshuva on the clothing, and then if he didn't do tshuva on his skin, with all the dinim there. That's how it was expressed. It was a chesed. It was a chesed. We knew what was done wrong, and it came out in the open, and we did the procedures of the mitzvah with the tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed it. These days, you don't see it. So in a way, it's a positive thing. You don't see it. These days, if we would have it, chalila, then we wouldn't know how to get out of it and how to be merapa from it. But l'maisa, that the Chafetz Chaim says, if we don't do tshuva on the Lashon Hara that we say, the tzaras is still there in a ruchniistic way. It's just that we don't see it. But l'maisa, the bottom line is that it's a tremendous chesed. And then, finally, we'll end off with what it says, v'hisker ha-koyin es ha-nega shevas yomim, that you should close him for 7 days. Why does the Torah say to lock him up for 7 days? It's an idea, it's a Musa Haskell. Close yourself up for 7 days. Be sholit on the zman. Don't be nechna to the zman. The goyim comes because of chatoim. And one of the causes of chatoim is because you don't have the self-control of not saying Lashon Hara or other things. And you are affected by the zmanim that pass by and the situations that pass by. And that's why the Torah tells us to lock ourselves up, to separate ourselves for those 7 days, which is zman. Zman is roi, is meram is 7 days, meram is on the teva. To teach us to be quiet and to separate ourselves for the 7 days, to rule over Gashmius that is created in 7 days, and not to be nispol from things that happen in that zman. And that's a beautiful rayon also that he brings down. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all, that we should be zaycha to learn from the mitzvah of Negoyim, and to stay away from Lashon Hara, and be matar ourselves and do tshuva on it, and the Gula Shleima should come b'mheir v'yameinu amen. We'll leave over also an important point over here. Isha ki sazriya v'yolda zachar. What a simcha it is, what a privilege it is to be a Eim B'Yisrael, to be a mother in Klal Yisrael. Isha ki sazriya, the only time sazriya is said in the Torah is on the Tuesday, Yom Shlishi of Ma'aseh Bereishis, when it talks about plants and trees and growths and how it grows and the beautiful trees. Like the Gemara Tainis says, this is also a Zera Ilan Ilan Bamea Varechecha, and it's a celebration of life. Isha Ki Sazria, the Yaldo Zachar. We have the tzchus of a mother. The mothers in Klal Yisrael need to realize how special they are. How special they are, carrying a neshama for the 9 months, giving birth to it, and then being mechanechet al derech ha-teira of al derech ha-vayda. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Another thing is a remez also on Shalom Bayis, actually, midai reis on the midrabban, and there's more chormis on the harchakis between a husband and a wife, and so on and so forth. But in those days, it's interesting that it says avayim that why is Mila on Yom Shmini? And one of the pshatim is that it's so that the whole world shouldn't be rejoicing while the parents are sad. Why the other parents are sad? Because the first 7 days, their tame and their sec, they are separate from one another. On the eighth day, by a zachar, becomes tar, even if she sees blood. Again, on the midiraisal diga level, we don't paskin like that. Midrabanan, it's a whole different story because of chumris and so on and so forth. But at least on the concept of it, on the midiraisal level, there's dam hatoyar after by day eight onward, where she is mutter, even if she sees dam, she's mutter to her husband. So that's why the mila is yom hashmini, so that they should rejoice and be together also. You see here a concept of what Shalom Bayis is all about. And we have to keep that in mind as well. Have a wonderful Shabbos.